I get on, I get to maybe page 60 or 70, I start hearing voices, and the voices are saying, Ham and Noah, Ham and Noah. And since I'm no longer in therapy, I decide I better write about it. And I don't know what this means, but I start telling the story, and the story, for those of you who may not remember, is Noah, the guy with the boat, he got drunk one night and passed out naked in his tent. And his son, Ham, came in and saw him naked and passed out. And he went out and told his brothers. His brothers came in and they walked backward to not see their father's nakedness. And they covered him with a garment perfectly, which suggests to me they'd done this before. And then they leave, and the next day, Noah wakes up and he is really pissed. He says, what he does is he enslaves Ham and all of his descendants for all time to the descendants of Shem and Japheth, which works out really well for us because Ham, according to the story, was the ancestor of the Africans and Shem and Japheth were the ancestors of the whites, so it all sort of dovetails very nicely. And I remember reading this when I was a kid, and I was thinking, I don't understand what he did was so wrong. I mean, I don't get it. And let's say he did make his father upset. Why didn't his father just ground him for a couple weeks? And then I realized in writing it up that what Ham had done is violate the most fundamental rule of any oppressive system, which is that he saw the patriarch, he saw those in power as they are, that is naked, and vulnerable, that is passed out. And if you see those in power as they are, if you see them as they are and vulnerable, and you talk about it, you must be killed, you must be silenced, you must be enslaved. And this ties back to something that the psychiatrist Artie Lang came up with, the three rules of a dysfunctional family, which are also the three rules of a dysfunctional culture. Rule A is don't. Rule A1 is rule A does not exist. Rule A2 is never discuss the existence or non-existence of rules A, A1, or A2. And my own childhood, my father's extremely violent. My brother has epilepsy from blows to the head. He broke my sister's arm. He raped my mother, my sister, and me. And so within my family, we could talk about anything we wanted in the entire world except for the violence that wasn't happening. And then, of course, we also couldn't talk about the fact that we couldn't talk about the violence wasn't happening. And then, in addition, we couldn't talk about the fact that we couldn't talk about the fact that we couldn't talk about the violence wasn't happening. And then we also couldn't talk about the fact that we couldn't talk about the fact that we couldn't talk about the fact that we couldn't talk about the violence wasn't happening. And there's one more thing, which is we couldn't talk about the fact that 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 we couldn't talk about the violence wasn't happening. Because if we could have talked about the fact that we couldn't talk 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 about the violence that wasn't happening, there would have been violence happening for us not to be talking about. Is that clear? Oh, and also we couldn't talk about anything important. And the way this plays out on a larger social scale is that we can talk for years about whether the president did or didn't get a blowjob, but we can't talk about the corporations that are killing the planet. We can talk about, oh, this is great, San Francisco Chronicle. It's the same with every stinking paper. Anyway, the San Francisco Chronicle, page 3, article saying that humans are causing the greatest mass extinction in the history of the planet. Of course, what they really meant was industrialized humans, but they're the only ones who matter. So humans are causing the greatest mass extinction in the history of the planet. The pull quote is something to the effect of, basically, as the natural world collapses around us, we'll have an increasingly difficult time maintaining our lifestyle. And that was page 3. Page 2 was Miss Chloe accused of fraud. Page 1, the headline for the day was Canadian figure skaters have their gold reinstated, and then the very, very top one was something about Britney Spears. I mean, so our discourse rapidly becomes just so strange.